Lakeland. With just weeks to go before most lakes in the area will begin to freeze over for the season, Alberta Health Services officials have lifted the blue-green algae warnings that were put into place months ago for many of those northern Alberta water bodies. Several of the cyanobacteria advisories were for popular spots in the Lakeland area, including Moose Lake, Muriel Lake, Lac La Biche Lake, Eleanor Lake, Cahuin Lake, and Fork Lake. Recent weather has cooled lake and reservoir water temperatures to such an extent that cyanobacteria, blue-green algae, is no longer a health concern, noted Oz spokesperson Logan Klo in a statement on November 2. The advisories were lifted for 28 bodies of water in the North Zone. The lakes are Baptiste Lake, Bonnie Lake, Crow Lake, Eleanor Lake, Floating Stone Lake, Fork Lake, Garner Lake, Gregoire Lake, Goose Lake, Hutch Lake, Isle Lake, Cahuin Lake, Lac La Biche Lake, Lac St. Anne, Lasard Lake, Lower Tarion Lake, Machia, Devils, Lake, Moonshine Lake, Moose Lake, Muriel Lake, Nakamoon Lake, Skeleton Lake, Steel Lake, Stony Lake, Sturgeon Lake, Square Lake, Thunder Lake, and Winagami Lake. The advisory at Skeleton Lake was the first one issued in 2023, on June 20. The Lac La Biche Lake blue-green algae advisory has been in place since June 29. Fork Lake was the last water body in the area to get an advisory. That one was issued on July 30. Oz has also lifted water quality advisories relating to elevated fecal coliform amounts at Campers Beach, MacArthur Beach, and McGrane Beach, all on Lac La Biche Lake. Though late in the season, Klo also issued a reminder to anyone visiting the lakes to never drink or cook with untreated water directly from any recreational body of water at any time.